The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Just about that time that we take on Brady's News, we call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, which I'm ill-prepared to read right now, but I'm sure... You get Olympic. You get football stuff right now at Hooters.
Oh,
that's
man.
I'm going to guess which one they're going after this week. But I would assume it's going to be football related. Fantasy football's back, it says. Look at me. Hooters is the place for your draft party with fun freebies, great food, drink specials, Mick Ultra drafts. Call your favorite Hooters location and get your draft party today. Brett, do you do the fantasy stuff still?
Yeah.
All right. And when does that go? Are you got to be
when's your draft?
There.
I haven't gotten one this year. Normally I do. But yeah, right. It's usually...
Couple weeks.
Yeah, you try to do it a little bit later so you can get by injuries and all that other kind of stuff
in the preseason,
from training camp. Yeah.
The shocking guys that kind of jump out.
Maybe 3 weeks into the preseason.
Yeah, about 2 to 3.
Get your weird Victor Cruz thing after he had that crazy preseason and ended up on the team 2 years later. So, yeah, you can keep your eyes open. You don't know who the final roster is, but fantasy football is ready, which means football is ready. You can get it all ready to go at Hooters. Because Hooters and Mick Ultra bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report!
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Not bad.
It's also National Coloring Book Day. You choose. I got mine.
I'll go back to ice cream sandwich. I'm with Brady on this one, yeah.
I'm not a woman with tons of anxiety. I don't need a coloring book.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. A psychological phenomenon called the pratfall effect.
Yes.
Says that if someone finds you attractive, doing something embarrassing makes you more attractive to them.
So being flawed
when
they see you as unflawed kind of makes you human.
Yep.
So a really good-looking person stumbling is something that makes you more attractive.
Yep. Right.
That makes sense. But nothing more, because it takes the intimidation factor away. Smoking hot girl wanders through here, walks into a wall. You're kind of like, oh, all right. She's stupid. She may fall for me. That's basically what you're thinking. Oh, she can't even make it through hallways. She's so hot, she doesn't know what an egress is.
The longest palindrome in the English dictionary? Tat-a-rat-tat.
No, tat-a-rat-tat. It was race car.
Which is a 12-letter palindrome.
What's it mean?
From Ulysses by James Joyce. Describes a knock on the door.
Tat-a-rat-tat.
Yep. Ray Romano was originally cast on the 90s sitcom News Radio, but he was fired before the pilot went when the producers decided to take the character in a different direction. After an actor named Greg Lee replaced him, he was fired. Joe Rogan got the spot.
Oh, no kidding.
I could have been Joe Rogan. Oh, no. I'd have trillions.
Imagine Fear Factor with Ray.
All right. Eat these bugs. Gross.
Ray is great. Did you ever watch that Empire? What was the name of that HBO record show? Did you watch that? It was on for one season. Romano was on it, and Bobby Cannavale.
It wasn't Empire Records.
That's
that was
not
a
Empire.
Movie.
That's the movie. I forgot what it was called.
That's something Vinyl.
That's it. I think it was just called Vinyl.
Was it? Yeah.
But he was, Ray got naked.
I got to show my ass to America.
I've never seen it then.
Well, there you go. Here comes my ass.
They had Elvis in a room together.
All right, me and Elvis are going to tag team a girl. Oh, Deborah.
A new poll was conducted asking people about Mondays. Do they dread Mondays? 11% of us dread Mondays every single week.
Right. Well, you should get used to them by now. They're not stopping.
Not everyone hates Mondays, though. 26% of Americans said they never have a sinking feeling as their weekend draws to a close.
I do, but it's not because of Monday. Mainly, I dread Sundays because Sundays are the days that I want to do stuff and realize I've got an expiration on my Sunday.
Right.
Can't have too much Sunday fun because it wrecks Monday. Sunday's the worst day of the week.
A new study looked at the regions of the country that have the most fast food establishments per capita. Generally speaking, the South and the Middle America have the most.
I was going to say Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest is loaded with it. And it shows.
Alabama has the most. They have 6.3 fast food places per 10,000 residents.
That's
Nebraska has second most, followed by West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. The fewest, with 1.9 per 10,000, Vermont. New Jersey has the second. New York, Mississippi, Connecticut. Arizona,
in the middle of the pack.
We're number 16.
Oh, really?
We're in the top 20.
How many per resident here?
Well, if there's 16.
Well, it's got to be because of the rural areas, too, because like Sholo has a couple McDonald's. There's nobody up there.
Maybe yeah, you look at
Pine Top, but still.
A lot of times, the fast food come in on, the melting pots. If they got a good selection of people, they'll put the franchise in there. That's
in
why
town?
Ohio was always a test market for it. Cause
sure. Because they got people that they know eat.
Yep.
Sholo went nuts. They opened that Panda Express. I was at the Lowe's buying some stuff once. And I came out and I'm like, what's the party for over in that building? It was people spent the night outside. Slept outside for Panda Express.
Got one of those exotic food places opening them up here.
Serving some of that real delicious panda meat.
I've never had a panda.
It's going to be tasty stuff. You get it deep fried and you get it thrown in there with noodles. And pretty soon we're going to be eating bats and panda and all sorts of Chinese cuisines. The Chinamen know how to cook, I tell you that.
Sleeping outside for Panda Express, that tells you how boring your town is.
There was a study on relationships, and the study revealed that almost two-thirds of the people who are in a relationship right now have someone else in mind who's waiting in the wings just in case things go south.
67%?
Like Plan B?
62% of the people in long-term relationships say they've got someone on the back burner in case their current situation doesn't pan out, and there's a very good chance that person is an ex. Half of the people who admit they've broke up say the person they had in mind was someone else they used to date. 54% of women and 44% of men say they slept with an ex before.
So it's like a landing pad if everything goes south. So you just have it in mind, like, I know
it's
who plan I call.
B. I would go plan back. Yeah. It's there.
Yeah. I think I can make that call. But but is it something that, it's not a guarantee, it's just in your head.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I wonder.
Because the ex has to be in on it, too.
Yeah. Which is weird.
They're an ex.
If you were in on it,
right,
you'd be together.
Or you wouldn't be exes anymore.
Right.
This will be interesting.
That's two-thirds, Brady says. Two-thirds of people are like, I got my eye on us failing.
I know who I'm. Wow.
I got to land
Brett's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have.
Kept going back and forth.
Well, they were each other's plan B and plan A.
Right.
And plan C.
Yeah, that's true. The strangest.
As you move through life.
Yep. Two divorces, three relationships,
same
two people.
We like each other too much, can't live together.
The divorce rate went through the moon in the 80s because of Brett's parents. It was not that bad. They just kept getting divorced and remarried.
Did they have to do something special with the Catholic Church?
No, they didn't. I mean, my mom kind of.
Didn't write a check for the annulment?
Nah, they kind of just like.
They skipped it.
This. Yeah. After a while, it's like, this is
why
dumb.
Tell them?
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
Yeah. This will be interesting to see how they're going to have to handle this. It's going to be expensive. There's a gas station in Canada that took a gas delivery. One problem. They mixed up the diesel and the regular gas.
Whoa.
Put them in the opposite.
Destroyed everybody's cars.
Yeah, there's at least eight people that have reached out about their cars. Oh. One guy won't start. His engine's so messed up. He got an estimate. It'll be $8,500 to fix.
Yikes.
What's
that do to a car, Brett? Is it too thick?
Yeah, because diesel's like more like oil-based, so it's like a heavier. Yeah, it's
the three-in-one.
That's all I know. I had one guy yell at me once when I was working on a landscape thing.
What are you doing?
Huh?
Put in the 3-in-1.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I just started to mix it myself.
Ow! Comes in a jar.
And it gives me the canister.
You can't pour that stuff in there straight. You'll ruin it.
I'm like, well, that's dumb. That's just a bad design. Why do I have to do two things? You make me do math. I just put the gas in the hole.
Scientists in China are working on a new contraceptive for men that uses injections and magnets to heat up and shrink your family jewels and keep them from working, basically producing the man batter.
Wait, what?
First, they inject
I'm confused.
Nanoparticles made of iron oxide into your bloodstream. So you don't get the shot directly into your junk.
Package. It's like it's the vaccine. It goes right in your arm.
Yeah. Then they use magnets to draw the particles down towards your junk. Once they're there, they heat up, which somehow shrinks your berries and makes them warmer, and the heat kills the swimmers.
Well, they got like a little crack torch under there heating up your sack or what? I mean, how do they?
Crack torch.
I don't know if you feel the heat or not. Yeah, I mean, that's because that thing is the thermostat of your body. But I know I'd heard guys that would say that get in the hot tub first before and heat them up.
That's just terribly stupid.
I know.
That's a Catholic way of
it's the rhythm.
Kids. Yeah, it's the rhythm
that, spa method.
If you get in the hot water, you can't get her pregnant. So that is a temporary contraception for men.
Yeah, they've tried it on mice so far, but say the effects last about a week.
Oh,
everything returns to its normal size after a month or two.
I am not. So it shrinks them noticeably.
Yeah.
Maybe you need that.
You don't need it.
Huh?
You already
shrink my
yours.
Nuts, I know, but I don't like them dangling in the water.
Anymore. Oh, I don't know if it'll shrink the bag so much.
This guy said
scrotoplasty that thing.
I do. Well, the bag's terrible, but maybe if the nuts were smaller, the bag would acquiesce.
It would retreat.
Be like, we can't. What are we doing? That's too much square footage.
Scrotoplasty done, and
it's like an empty nest.
Make a bar stool with it or something.
It's an empty nester. It's they're like, we need to downsize. This guy says, Holmberg, I saw that news report of you yesterday. After seeing you on my 70-inch TV, I put my gun down and said to myself, at least I don't look like that. You saved my life. Yeah, I'm with you. I saw the picture, too. It saved a lot of lives. Might end one. This face on a TV. Ugh. I was depressed for like 2 hours.
Uncocked the gun?
It was terrible. I can't look at that.
Speaking of injections, we'll start it off with some radio videos.
Oh, jeez.
Man, that's quick.
Today. Holy cow, that's like 10 minutes in. Not prepared. Well, all right, go.
This first one is a guy in Mexico that's getting a COVID-19 vaccination. I think you got to get to the about minute 15 mark in this video. He doesn't like being injected. He doesn't like the needles.
Neither do I. According to my mom, none of the Mexicans like that. Another one's spreading it. I had a long conversation with my mom. Fox News has her convinced the caravans from Central America how this is getting her.
Well, if they would just go to Sprouts and get all the ingredients,
right.
They would
get
just
that
have
magic elixir my sister came up with.
How far in, Brady?
Minute 20 or minute 15.
It was just a Mexican getting a shot?
Yeah, and his reaction when the needle finally goes in.
Now. What's going on, Toyota?
It's not playing.
It's time for dinner.
There's a refrigerator. It's time for dinner already. Don't
of
fool Brady.
Brady picked this one up.
Brady's radio video. It's 7:58 in the morning. A TV tells him it's time for dinner.
Somewhere. It's dinner 30 somewhere.
Oh, that's a nice fridge.
Pre-made meals, Brady? This ad is for you.
Yeah, this is. This is off of Brady's feed, isn't it? He sent this directly.
Yep.
I didn't go through that many ads, but that's nice. I'll go through
Freshly's good.
I like the Freshly.
Freshly. Those look delicious. Better. All right. So here we go. A Mexican getting a shot. Brady's entertaining us all.
Come on now.
The Mexican receiving inoculation.
Here we go.
Eventually.
This is.
All right, here he is.
That's a different one. I don't know why that one.
Oh, for God.
Wow.
This is the one
crack reporting over here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from a distance. That's a different shot. The one I saw was
close. I see him. He's right there.
Yeah.
All right. It's just like them in a soccer game. It's just a lot of hooting and hollering. Another successful shot. There's another vaccine.
It was a scream and
right. We believe you.
Yeah. So worthwhile.
Great job.
But not that.
That's strike one on a Monday.
Did you watch that along with Jungle Cruise?
What's the other one?
We're getting them.
He's pulling up right now. I'm saving the one last. The one that you sent me yesterday.
For Brett.
Yeah, for
you're
Brett.
Gonna love this.
Oh yeah.
This is just for your reaction. It really is. Because it is. It's ungodly. It's just amazing.
I'm going to put my seatbelt on for this one.
Oh, you put your seatbelt on for the last one. What's this one? All right, this is a guy on a trampoline.
This is the, a little tramp jam here. This guy's doing a flip.
Jam.
Okay.
Oh, no, didn't complete the spin.
Face into the earth. He tried a double when he should have done a single, and oh, he had a full half spin left. He's got the twisties. That guy's got a terrible case.
That's what happens.
Hilarious.
But you know what? I admire him because at least he went out there and tried, Simone. Now he has mental health issues because he's retarded.
Oh, you can't say that.
I just did.
Is he wearing a red Argo sweater?
And- and red shoes. Oh, my God. That noise is that guy's face hitting a dirt pile.
The next one is one of the best kickball.
Oh, man. That is brutal.
One of the best adult kickball games seen in a while.
Okay.
The pitcher delivers it. He's one of the largest pitchers in kickball.
In history of kickball?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen this, too. This looks like Brady's picnic. This is the Brady Bogan picnic. Oh, Toledo can't get off this dude flipping into his face. All right, here's the
Come
next
on
one.
Now.
It's struggling today.
Get a little slow.
The internet's got the Mundies.
Look at the size of this guy. He is 500 pounds. And look at his
guy
friend.
Gets a single out of that.
Look, the whole gaggle of them are pigs. look at the dude rounding first as a pig. The outfield is pigs.
Boom. The banjo music fits perfectly with this video.
That's a group of people going, I wouldn't put any vaccine in my body. There's no way I'm getting any. You know about side effects. Dude, you're 500 pounds. I don't need no side effects. Government putting stuff inside me.
Next one's a chick on the roof having a beer.
All right.
Doing a little reflection, I guess.
She's just thinking?
I'm going to sit here and record you until you drop because it's only a matter of time.
She's sitting on a thin piece of tin. It's an awning. She's not on a roof. And down it goes.
Oh! She didn't record you until you drop, because it's only a matter of time.
You know what's great about that? She's exactly one sip of beer too heavy for that, because he takes a sip, and that's when it breaks. Once the sip of beer hits her ass, it's like, that's too much ass. We got to break the awning. Oh, that's outstanding. And what's that guy saying to her? And he's standing on his
he
own.
He knows it's going to collapse.
Record you until you drop.
It ain't going to drop. You crazy. I take one sip of beer, and I'm over the girl limit. Bye now. I'm too fat now. Bye.
Oh, man. Now she's paralyzed and too heavy. Double whammy.
The last one is just another example of why I won't skydive.
This is a skydiving, Brett. Now, just keep your eyes on the skydivers. They got a GoPro on the skydiver's helmet, and they go through this lake, this obstacle course.
Hydroplane.
They weave through these cones as they're landing, and then pull up. Oh, and just...
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! It's a dislocation is all.
Oh!
Watch
that's,
this.
That's not a compound
Watch
break.
Watch this. No. They put it back. It's okay. They put it back. Oh, my God.
I'll set it, mate.
Oh, the hillbillies are touching it.
Yeah. You okay, man? We got you. You all right? You good, buddy?
You all right? Yeah, his leg went full 90 degrees the wrong direction.
That guy's not a medical
professional. Nah, you can tell by his eyebrows.
You right?
Anybody with bleached eyebrows is a good doctor. Oh, there's it is. Putting her back. They're putting her back.
Yep. It's okay, buddy.
Oh, it didn't happen yet.
How's your head? How's your neck?
Yeah, it's just my leg.
Just your leg?
Yeah.
You can feel both your legs?
Yeah. Don't.
We got to pull it out, bro.
They showed it again.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
All right.
Mary gets the thumbs up.
You want to see it again?
No.
Yeah.
Let's take a second look as he almost clears the entire lake, but just at the end.
Oh!
And there's... Dude makes it all the way from the plane through the obstacle course, and then at the very last second hits the edge of the lake, and his knee goes 90.
I forgot one thing. I was going to bring you a bag of Gardetto's early this morning. I thought for sure that would come back up.
It would have. Oh,
God, that's good stuff.
Wow, that one was a surprise.
Yeah, all the videos and more
Woo!
Available at our Facebook and our Instagram.
Oh, snap.
And evidently, Brady had something on Boss KUPD.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, you do?
Hell yeah.
That, the thing that Eggleston said, he goes, Jesus, could his family be less interested? They evidently, in the middle of the video, Brady goes and talks to them, and they're buried in their phones like, Daddy's awful. He went and tried to get free food somewhere.
Fish tacos at the coffee shop in Gilbert.
I've been here a couple of times.
At a coffee shop?
Yeah. The fish tacos every Friday at the coffee shop in Gilbert.
How many did you get?
Agritopia.
Three.
The coffee shop.
A lot.
And a burrito?
And a side salad.
Gotta keep it healthy. Side of the garbage can. Throw that right out. Time because they sell out. So do you tell the owner?
I'll put it on there. You get a big push and you just give me this meal for free and...
All 1,200 people that aren't coming in.
I told him I go. I'll do an Instagram if you give him, you know, for the rest of the year free.
Did you get anything out of this?
No, I pay full bill.
Come on.
I wouldn't have posted it then.
I wouldn't have either. What's the point?
Come on.
What do you got to learn to be an influencer, Brady? If you're going to go to all this garbage,
maybe he slides me one every now and then.
Yeah, all right.
I've had him.
And you think you think it's fair payment to put it on that? You owe him the show. We should get free tacos for bringing up that terrible thing. Now we're the ones bringing it up on the actual mothership that actually gets people to do things.
That's how good they are.
None of the invalids watching on Boss KUPD can wheel over and get that. They're too asleep.
It's only on Fridays. There.
Brady's call map. Let me post another video. Brady, got to stop giving you tacos. I've actually lost business since you put it up there. Everybody's asleep. What's the name of the place? Actually, give him a good plug.
The coffee shop.
So you earned your free crap.
It's an Agritopia.
Tough to Needle, because you've never slept better.
Right. Tough to Needle's got nothing on Brady. Look, I can give away free mattress after free mattress. They're not going to sleep like you would on a concrete floor after watching Boss KUPD's videos.
Here's me about to eat tacos. Free tacos for Brady.
Maybe my next one will be a Tough to Needle.
No, don't. Because it'll comatose. It might as well just
with
be
a taco in my hand.
I'm ready for ventilators.
People are going to be breathing on their own. Boss KUPD. Go to the coffee shop for Brady's free taco. At least earn it. I think that thing's pulling anybody. So on Boss KUPD, you're handing out free tacos? God damn it. No, we're not.
No, we're not. That guy.
That guy. Well, at least you're the one guy that came by. It's still awake.
Really good.
Yeah. Bunch of narcoleptics come strolling up to the front of the coffee shop. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters and Mick Ultra. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.